Hey, 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 this is Terry Clay. We are back with another Mornings with Terry Call. So excited to be back on the call again today. Yes, we made it another weekend. I've had such a wonderful, actually relaxing weekend. I am actually, I like to tell you all Mondays what I did over the weekend. And I guess I've been playing my hand at couponing. And I've always been wanting to learn how to be a couponer. I guess I don't miss out on a deal, but I never really realized how those ladies would go to the store on the Extreme Couponing show and they buy all this stuff for 30 cents, right? And so I always said I wanted to do it, never had done it yet, never had learned how to do it. And so I did take a course last week. Because I'm interested in, as a startup business coach, I want to help people who have startup businesses. And so I know that virtually, if I can learn some things to help people that have startup businesses, that it will help their business grow if I learn how to do it. So I thought about couponing. And I thought, well, maybe if I learn how to do this, then I can help people that are my listeners or my followers or my blog or whatever, I could kind of teach them how to be, you know, actually save money and put it in their business. So I did go on a last weekend, I did my course from one of my friends, and she taught me how to be a couponer. And then I went out and I spent about less than like $20-something on all kind of soap powder stuff, all this stuff. So still not down to the, you know, when, you know, $2. And then yesterday I went out and I spent about $7 on all this stuff. So I'm getting better each time. But the point is, this is what I did for the weekend, is learning on my coupon. And I'm actually getting addicted to it, because I'm like, wow, I never realized you could get all this stuff for like no money, right? And so why not invest that money into my business or into the growth of Success with Terry, the startup business coach, or the Mornings with Terry call even, you know, I can invest more. The more I save, the more my company can invest. So that's what I did this weekend, is kind of learn couponing. And, you know, I hope you all had a good weekend as well, right? So as you know, we're on this call every day, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, and I think this is the next to the last week where we'll be on the live call. We're going to be streaming up from my blog every day. So every day at 10 a.m. Eastern, all you have to do is head over to the blog, successwithterry.com. And not today, but in the next 2 weeks. And you'll get the call will be there. The blog, the recordings will be there, as well as the blogs together. You just wake up 10 o'clock, boom, you'll have a new topic every day. So, you know, that's what I think is going to be beneficial to you all in your growth and your learning of how to be an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur. I think that's going to help you better. And so another thing that I'm doing this week is I kind of challenged myself with my business partner. And if you want to know anything about blogging, I am doing a blogging series this week. Actually, you need to be friends with me on Facebook. So I'm Terry L. Clay, T-E-R-R-I-L Clay on Facebook. And if you get on there, you'll see I'm going to do 5 blogs on blogging, and I'm going to do 5 videos on blogging, as well as the blogs that go along with these podcasts. So that'll be 15 extra pieces of value this week. So I think that it's going to be beneficial. You become friends with me on Facebook, Terry L. Clay. And if I think I don't really have room for friends, but if you click the friend button anyway, you'll become my follower, and that will at least help you to get the information of me stepping up the game of blogging this week. So, all right, so we have a guest, as we do on the call. As we do on the Mornings with Terry call, we let our guests introduce themselves. And so in a couple of sentences, Karen, tell us who you are and what you do.
Oh, my. Well, Terry, I could say I'm a certified coach specializing in strategic planning, but first of all, that wouldn't tell you much, and it sounds kind of dry. You know, we all wear many hats. I'm
right.
Mother of 7. I'm Nana of 11. I'm a biblical counselor. I developed and facilitate our suite of Fresh Perspectives recovery programs for my church. I'm an author and a speaker, and I'm a coach. I think I've always been a coach. It's just I finally decided to go and get the official designation. I work with private individual groups and corporate clients, and specifically I target leaders and would-be leaders, and that leads into entrepreneurship, who want to increase their effectiveness and their significance and their impact, but all of that without sacrificing balance, which is pretty tricky. And successful entrepreneurs must be successful leaders first, first in their own lives, and then it spreads out. And so we work together to explore the principles for operating powerfully and significantly, both personally and professionally, with no disconnect. And that's the key, not to compartmentalize things. And so it's all about having a plan, and that's plan with a capital P. That requires strategy, hence strategic planning. And all facets of leadership need to be addressed in that plan. I call it living life on purpose.
Yes, that we talk a lot about that. We talk a lot about living life on purpose on this call, and I think that's very important for entrepreneurs to definitely to be living life on purpose and living the balance, and having that balance that so that they can have an effective business and be effective leaders.
And without sacrificing their personal lives and the relationship.
Well, yeah, I've done that plenty of times. I wouldn't. That's probably why I hadn't learned acute planning before now, because I've been sacrificing, and I've been learning just lately, even just to really look. You can't have an effective business just doing work, and you have to kind of have that balance.
Well, and you know, I found, Terry, through the years with all of these hats that I wear, that communication is the thread. It's the link, it's the glue that goes through all of it. Everything we do in any area of our life is all going to be wrapped in communication, which is why I chose this topic for today. It comes up again and again and again in everything I do. I see that the key is the communication. And, you know, we're all communicators. The question is, are we fruitful communicators?
Yes, I can't wait to hear about it. So go, the floor is yours. I can't, I'm just excited to hear about it. I did read up a little bit on it on your guest blog. And so for whoever is listening, if you head to the blog successwithterry.com after the call, the recording will be there as well as her guest blog post on my blog. So you have the floor.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Well, I call this fruitful communication because all of us communicate all the time. But the question is our communication landing the way we think it is? This program, this fruitful communication program, first appeared 12 years ago in a seminar I did, a building block program for organization leadership called Who's Minding the Store. It also became a piece of the core elements in the relationship series that Solutions does. And it's going to be a chapter in my forthcoming book, Who's Minding the Store, 10 Qualities of a Great Leader Plus One, because it permeates everything. And so the way I do whenever I do any kind of a program, whether it's one-on-one or with a group, we start with a definition. So what is communication? If I asked 50 people, I'd probably get 50 different answers, though there might be a thread that was similar through all. So let's establish a definition for it. It's the means of connection. Mm-hmm. Between people and people groups. It's transmitting, it's conveying, and what I really like here, which is an issue we sometimes don't recognize, it's divulging. Whenever we communicate, we're divulging and disclosing, whether we intend to or not. So communication is the pivot point around which all relationships, associations, allegiances, personal and professional, revolve. Everything revolves around communication, and our success or our failure in any venture is determined by how fruitfully we're able to do it. So I've identified 8 principles, which I call the basics of fruitful communication or effective communication. It's not meant to be a definitive list by any means, but it is a jumping off place, and I'm sure you'll add to it as you go, but these 8 are the areas, the issues I see again and again in coaching and in counseling. So first of all, listen deeply. If you want to be a fruitful communicator, listen deeply. Really, really hear. This is a term I first heard back when I was taking my coaching certification, which is about 12 years ago now. And I had no idea what it really meant. Everyone wants to be heard. That's universal. And hearing, we've come to recognize hearing is a form of validation. If someone hears me, it tells me I count with them. I matter to them. And that's incredible in this day and age when there are so many of us and it can seem difficult to count. So hearing is a form of validation. And we actually signify concurrence in our society by saying, I hear you. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So listening between the lines to what is said is the key to deep listening. Not only what's being said, what's not being said, what the inflections are there hesitations, is there specific emphasis? That's listening deeply. Now, it's different than assuming, which we'll talk about in a couple of minutes. This is just being fully aware of more than just the words coming out of someone's mouth. So that's number one, listening deeply. Number two, make it a practice in the same way that a lawyer or a doctor practices. Make it a practice to speak from a place of integrity. And I think we need to define integrity, because if I were to ask a number of people what is integrity, probably the majority of people would say that it's truth, that it's all about truth. And actually, truth is the fruit of integrity. Integrity is even deeper and bigger. So integrity is the state, it's the state of being whole and undivided. It's unity, it's cohesion, it's togetherness, it's solidarity, it's core soundness. The Hebrew word shalom, which means nothing missing, nothing broken, is a really good way to describe what integrity is. We talk about, for instance, the integrity of a building. You might say a hurricane raged up the coast and hit some major cities, and there was cosmetic damage, but the integrity of the structures wasn't compromised. So that's the soundness of the core. And integrity in human relationships and communication is when it's demonstrated, it results in trust. You cannot just look at another human being and say, trust me. They have to see a demonstration of what you have at your core, because trust is always experiential. So demonstrated integrity, what you have at your core, is going to result in trust. So first of all, listen deeply. Second of all, speak from a place of integrity. Third, we have to make a quality decision, a vow, to use communication for the purposes of encouraging, opening doors, fostering connections, refreshing, restoring, and reconciling. In other words, all of our communication should be to add illumination and clarity and never to bring darkness or confusion. And I would suggest, I'm sure everyone out there is saying, oh, well, that's the way I communicate. But listen closely to yourself, just through a 24-hour period. And see how many times does your communication not actually illuminate and clarify. Because fruitful communication will always illuminate and clarify. So we're going to listen deeply. We're going to mm-hmm. speak from integrity. We're going to vow to always illuminate and clarify with our communication. And then remember that communication is meant to be an exchange. So be prepared to always ask and never assume. A key element of effectively listening between the lines is to always ask. It isn't to assume. Anything in a conversation, whether it's public, professional, private, and personal, that brings up a red flag is a key for you to ask a question. Don't assume that you understand what the other individual has said. Don't assume that you understand where they're coming from, and never be afraid to ask. It's so simple to say to someone, now, let me see if I heard you right, and then restate what they've said in the words you would use to show your understanding, and give them an opportunity to tell you whether that's what they meant or not.
Hmm.
Because many, many times, what you heard is not what they meant to say. So give them an opportunity to rephrase it. So we're going to listen deeply. We're going to always speak from a place of integrity. We're going to vow to use communication to illuminate and clarify. We're going to remember that communication is an exchange, and we're always going to ask if there's any red flag or any lack of understanding. And then if we learn to make our questions open-ended, it will engage all of the participants in the conversation. In other words, yes and no question is always going to elicit a yes and a no. That's not a conversation starter. And what we want to do is encourage a give and take in every conversation. It's healthy, it's revealing, it's relationship building, and it's allegiance fostering, this kind of communication. It's engaging communication. So if you find yourself about to ask a critical question, an important question, and the answer can come as a yes or a no, know that it probably will. Rephrase your question in such a way that the other individual will need to respond with information. So we're going to listen deeply. We're going to speak from a place of integrity. We're going to vow to use our communication to illuminate and clarify. We're going to remember to ask because communication is an exchange. We're going to use open-ended questions to engage all participants. And then when we're asking, we need to be able to display genuine interest in gaining the information. If you cannot display genuine interest, don't ask at all. Or perhaps ask at another time when you would be better able to. If you don't have the time, don't ask the question. In other words, if you cannot engage, don't initiate. Fruitful communication never occurs on the fly. You can open a door on the fly, but you can't have fruitful communication on the fly. So we're going to listen deeply, speak from a place of integrity. We're going to use our communication to illuminate and clarify. We're going to be prepared to foster exchange by always asking and never assuming. We're going to make our questions open-ended so that we can engage in conversation. And we're going to display genuine interest when we ask for information and make sure that we're in a place where we can actually display that. And then we're going to provide and foster an atmosphere of security for quality interchange. And this is critical, obviously, personally, but it's equally critical professionally. Mm-hmm. It is an absolute key element. What is said at a time of cordiality and camaraderie must never, ever be used during times of distress or conflict or crisis in a relationship. And this is a perfect example of integrity demonstrated. When people experience us as individuals who understand an atmosphere of security and never, ever throw back a conversation that occurred in friendship during a time of stress, then we will be perceived as individuals of integrity and trust will follow. And then finally, fruitful communication is always founded in honesty. Honesty is a refusal to be deceptive. Honesty is not a license to bulldoze. Honesty edifies. It always edifies. It lifts everyone. Even if the words that are spoken are words that we do not necessarily want to hear. So we need to be clearly honest in words, in action, toward others, as well as toward ourselves, because we're sometimes very, very good at fooling ourselves. So we're going to listen deeply. We're going to speak from a place of integrity. We're going to vow to use communication to illuminate and clarify. We're going to remember that communication is an exchange and always ask, never assuming. We're going to make our questions open-ended in order to engage everyone involved. We're going to display genuine interest in gaining information, and if we can't engage, we aren't going to initiate. We're going to provide and foster an atmosphere of security mm-hmm. in all of our communications. And we're going to remember that fruitful communication always edifies and is always honest. Those are the eight that I've come up with. Now, I'm sure that those of you listening can come up with many more. So perhaps you can use this as a jumping off.
Awesome.
And
wow, that was
Terry,
good.
Terry, do we have just a couple more minutes?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
That I can give people, I'd like to leave you with, because that's a lot of information that we condensed into a very short space. I'd like to leave you with four what I call very portable rules of engagement. And
okay,
these four rules can be put on a 3.5 by 5 card. And when I do crucial conversations, and I do facilitate crucial conversations both in coaching and in counseling, I make sure that the people who are going to be in the conversation each have this card in hand and that they've had time to look at it ahead of time. Because if you can remember these four, all the rest of the 8 basics that I've given you will fall in line. So first of all, these are the quick tips for valuable conversation. First of all, listen and repeat. Listen and repeat what's been said if there's even the remotest possibility that you've understood. Answering with, oh, you mean, will pour kerosene on any fire.
Mm-hmm.
So listen and repeat. That's number one. Number two, observe the effect of your words. Don't assume that the other individual or individuals know what you mean, any more than you can assume you know what they mean. It's not what you mean that fuels the fire. It's what you say. So listen and repeat. Number two is observe the effect of your words. Number three, value the other individuals of the other groups. You have to acknowledge their worth in all interchanges, even if you cannot acknowledge value in what they're saying. If you acknowledge the value of the individual, you will be able to receive what they're saying, whether you agree with it or not, in a much wiser way. So, number one, listen and repeat. Number two, observe the effect of your words. Number three, value the other individuals. And number four, evaluate the interests of all parties in any conversation, formal, casual, professional, or personal. Simply put, if it only worked for one of you, don't say it. Those are my four quick tips. Listen and repeat, observe, value, and evaluate.
And you know what? I know you have the effective communication because I was going to tell you, I like how you repeated the points over and over again because, you know, even though I'm focusing, it, you know, my mind may drift for a second and I may forget what you said, but when you kept saying it, over and over again, it was like, oh, wow, that's good. I like that. So I do definitely like that repeating portion of the fruitful communication because it does, it did work for me.
It builds. What we have to say has to build on the foundation of what we've just said. So repeating brings people along with you.
Yeah, I like that. So I'm going to have to practice doing that because I really – sometimes I am speaking myself and I say the points, but I don't repeat the points. But I do like how you did that. So – but I just wanted to tell you thanks for coming back. Make sure you give them your information. And I know you had something to offer for them, for the
yes.
listeners of this call.
Well, you can contact me by email at – and I'm going to spell it for you – at KSYREN at Solutions. SOLUSHUNZ.net. My website is www.solutions.com. And a couple of things I'd like to offer. First of all, I've written an ebook called 1 Month of Daily Stress Busters. And it began as I put out last year, right before the holidays, I do a program called Return to Joy. And I've done it corporately. I've done it in a number of hospitals. For people who get to that point in November where they say, oh, my goodness, the holidays are coming. I don't think I can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to build up to that, I put out 31 daily quickie stress busters, 20 to 30 seconds. And a couple of people said to me, oh, could you put those together in an ebook? So I did that. It's available at my website, free for download. It's volume one. There's going to be another one coming. But I've also designed, just for your listeners, Terry, a special program, Fast Track to Fruitful Communication, just for your listeners. It's an 8-week program. It'll be 8 45-minute sessions, and you will need to enter. You can email me this with the coupon code T Fast Track. So it will be TCFASTRACT, just one T in there. TC Fast Track. And I'll give you the, I've slashed the normal cost for an 8-week program. And if you do it as a group, let me tell you this, contact me. If you want to do it as an individual, fine. But if you want to do it as a group coaching vehicle, there is a group coaching discount, which will add to the already deep discount. And if you're the group organizer, you're free.
Oh, wow. That's good. Great.
And I also have a couple, I have a couple of books. There's the Bible Minute, which is 104 mini Bible studies for on-the-go Christians. That's available from Amazon. And Mission Accomplished, which is a handbook for my life on purpose, which you can get at my website. And I also have a regular column in Inspired Women magazine, which is an awesome online magazine.
Yeah, I did see that. I looked in the on the magazine. I read up on when I was getting ready for this today's interview. I read up on it, so that's it's a light, very nice magazine.
Yeah, she's done a wonderful job with it. I've been with her now for about 6 years, I think.
Oh wow, that's awesome. So, well, you know, you all got the contact information. Give them your Facebook information. Maybe they want to, or your fan page, one of the others, so they can contact you via Facebook.
That's not up right now. I'm making some changes on it. So what I will do is I'll put a notice out when I have completed all my construction.
Oh, okay. All right. But I did want to say thank you. You really have been a ton of value. I love the value that you brought to the fruitful communication topic. I think we all could always use some sort of work on our communication and getting better at it, because that's what's going to help the world to be a better place. But I always tell them to take the action, not just listen to the value. And if you're going to get on the call every day and listen, now go out and take the action. Because if you missed any of the points, it will be on the blog, successwithterry.com. And she did do a guest blog post, so it's the first one there. And I'll add this recording on there. That way you can listen to both. You want to re-listen to it again if you missed some points. And but that's it. This has been A Word from Terry Clay and Karen, and we are here to change lives with positive words, and we are out. Peace.